Good morning. This past week's daf was daf mem tes in the fourth perek Maseches Ksubis. Let's start from the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the middle of the daf starts a new sugya. Yeah, you see where it is? Daf mem tes on Aleph.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah, ha'av in echai b'mzen is bitter. An av, we'll see, it means b'chayiv. Is any chayiv b'mzayin is bita. There's no chayiv to support his daughter. Like we'll see that's part of the Tanai Ksuba, that he has to support his daughters. So the Mishnah that Bechayev, there's no chiv. Zem medrash dosh blos ben azayel nechachomim bekerem beyavne. The following is the source to this. The blos ben azayel darshan. That means he was medayik from the nusach of ksuba, which was established previously. The following, the ksuba, the lesson of the ksuba, which are the chiyuvim, So the ksuba says as follows: Habonim yishuv abonis yezoinu, bonim will yashin, and bonis will be supported, given mizainis. That we'll see. Rashi mentions what the Bonim Yishu over there refers to. This is talking about Lacham Misasa, so the fact that Bonim Yishu, that's a din deraisim, that the Bonim Yashin, so why would we need a takana? Takana for that, we'll see, because taka referring to something which is beyond the Yerush deraisim, so that taka is a special takana. Yashin, the Yashin Ksuba Simon, Akoponim. Habon yish vabonis yizaynu. Ma habonim enin yoshin el achar misis ha'av. These two takhanas were set up in the shtar ksuva. And there's a comparison between the two. Ma habonim enin yoshin el achar misis ha'av. Af habonim enin zaynis el achar misis avihin. So this, we'll find the term Medrash Ksuba. We'll see a little bit its guidelines. What is it? Whether everyone agrees to this idea, but it seems to be a way of learning halachas from the Ksuba, the way the Ksuba is written, that we can learn up halachas from things that are not mafush in the ksuba. So Rav Lozman Azai is learning from the comparison in the ksuba, the din of the bonim, the yerushas habonim, to the chiyev of being made in bonim bonus. That just like that, that's lachamisa, is also lachamisa, and therefore b'chayev there is no chiyev.
Rabbi, Minat Torah, is there no pasuk nowhere that says that a father has to yarshin, that the children yarshin from the father?
Yarshin?
Yeah. That they get their nachla from the father.
There is, right.
There is. So why are we saying there's a medrash or a takana? Takana's chachamim. What I mean is, like, what do we need a takanas chachamim for?
For what?
It's the deraisa that the children have to, are yarshin the children. The children yarshin from the father.
Right. So that we mentioned that that's referring to a yerusha which is aside from the yerusha satayir. We'll see exactly what that refers to, but that yerusha is not something that the deraisa they would yarshin. That's what in the ksuba. It's referring to something other than the derais the girusha, right? No, we'll see. Rashi mentions a little what it is, and we'll learn later in the sugis what that refers to.
Okay. Okay, so with the rice, what do they yarshen? The land, the property?
Of course, we'll see. We'll go into it in a second. Uh-huh. Right? We'll see. Mm. Rashi mentions it. We'll see what that is. that's a good question. Right? And the answer to that is that's Taka referring to a Yerusha which is not within the guidelines of the Din Torah. Right? The Rashi, the Yerusha would give them something, but not that. And this is a Takana that they have a Yerusha on that.
Yeah. And we'll soon see what the Din Torah Yerusha is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Right. Now, this Mishnah Mikra is focusing on the Din of Mezoinus. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now it would seem over here that there is... Rav Elazar ben Azariah, he's learning up that the Chiyuv Mezoinus is only Lach Misasei, not B'chayiv. Now, what would have been the source that it would have been B'chayiv? Is he coming from an outside source? Or really he's coming from an inside source? Meaning to say that this, that the Tnai Ksuba is B'chayiv Mezoinus, is that B'chayiv also? Right? How did you understand where he's coming from?
I'll just repeat that.
I see that he's coming to prove that an Av does not have a Chiyuv Mezoinus for his daughter by Bechayev while he's alive, and he's learning that from the Ksuba. Mm-hmm. Now, why would I have thought that he has a Chiyuv Mezoinus? Where might have that come from? Right? Are we dealing with some kind of source in the Torah, or that's really what's in question? Really, over here is the actual Tanai Ksuba. What are the obligations in the Ksuba itself? Now, it would seem to me that's the latter of the two, and. The issue over here is that what's this Habonas Yezoinu, right? When's that talking about? And you see from the mission itself that without the comparison to Bonim, then that could have very well have included Achiev B'chayev, right? And that's what he's learning off, that just like that Chiev is only Lachar Mosay, right? That din of Bonim Habonim Yirshu, so too this is only. Is only la'achar ma'aseh. Right, that's what I would hear over here. How did you approach this over here? Uh huh.
I just thought it seemed strange that he isn't.
So you would have thought there must be some kind of din d'oraisa over here, and you see from the sugya that apparently not what.
I didn't formalize it that way, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, as we had in the past, of course, that midaraisa the halacha is the Av gets the ma'aseh yadayim from his daughter, right? So that we definitely had in the past, that he can't take her ma'aseh yadayim and expect her to get her own mezoinus, right? That avada that she has the rights of the monies of her ma'aseh yadayim that she makes, right? Memtes, yeah. That for her ma'aseh yadayim. Right? We're talking about that if there are no ma'aseh yadayim, if the ma'aseh yadayim can't cover this, right? That's what we're discussing.
Now, what about the ma'aseh yadayim of the ben? He gets that also? The son? Not only the... What about
the father, no.
No, he doesn't get that either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see a little more about this in the Hemshech Hadvar. Okay, but that was the first point that we wanted to mention over here. Let's see the Rashi in the Mishnah. Zok Rashi. Ho'avin echayim zonis bitoy b'chayiv. Zok Rashi, we're talking b'chayiv monom mefarish hamay nokar bitoy. So Rashi right over here is touches on something that ho'avin echayim zonis bitoy. It's not only bitoy. It's not echayim am zonis b'noy also l'cha oira. Okay, we'll see about that. Zokt Rashi weiter. Zem medrish rosh ablozm nazaya b'yem sheminu nasi. The Mor Brachos tells us that the day that ablozm nazaya was appointed as nasi, so he established many halachas. This is one of them. Zem medrish rosh ablozm nazaya b'yem sheminu hu nasi. Okay, b'kerem b'yav. Nezak Rashi al shem shal yosh v'shur shur b'kerem. That refers to the base merish in Yavnem. It was referred to as kerem b'yavnem because of the many shuris of talmidim, which appeared like a kerem, like a vineyard. Habonim yishuv habones yezenu. So Rashi, okay, this is what right now is relevant to what we just to what you want to know like this. Let's see it. Shtei takonis tiknu bezdin b'tnai ksubo. There are two takonis that were established in ksubo, in the obligations and in the rights within the ksubo. We mentioned many times that ksubo, the word ksubo refers to the shtar, a shtar between ish ve ishtoi, whether it's written by erisin or nisuin. Now, in the obligations of this shtar, some obligations are not even limited to the writing of the shtar. We talk about ksuba that. Mainly, what the Iker Ksuba, what that would refer to, is refers to the Mona Masayim. That refers to the amount of money that the husband will owe the wife if he's Megarish or if he dies. There is, as far as that's concerned, there's Tosefes that the Baal could add to that. Now, aside from that, but there are many other monies, primarily monetary issues, which come along as a result of the marriage, and they're referred to as tnai ksuva. So Rashi says over here that shtei takonis tiknu bezdin b'tnai ksuva.
Rashi on the Mishnah.
Mem tes omenalof. The third Rashi, habonim yishu habonim sezen. That's what we're learning right now. There's a takana, and one from Tanai Bezin is called Ksubas Benin Dichen. We'll learn the Mishnah later on, which talks about it. Right, Rashi mentions the Mishnah. It's Tamas Nisan. Benin Dichen. Benin Dichen means Bonim Zchorim. Dichen is Loshen Arami for Zchorim. Zochor. Benin Dichen Yavim Lechem Inoi, that male sons that are born to you from me, in the Yarsin Kesef Ksubosach Yesa Achokein Im Achuin, they will Yarsin the Ksuba of their mother on top of whatever they would Yarsin with their brothers. That's what that refers to. We'll explain what it is. I just to tell you just a brief idea of what this is. That what this refers to is as follows: that we're familiar with that the wife collecting ksuba. I mean, if he's megarish, if the husband dies, so she's remains unmarried, right? So at that point, she collects the ksuba, the mona masayim. Right? What happens if she dies first? Then it would seem like that there is no ksuba. That condition wasn't met, and you know that doesn't happen. However, there's a takana of ksubas bin dechen, which means that the sons, they yashin the ksuba of their mother, meaning to say that if the mother died before the father died, so she never collected her ksuba, then the father dies, so now these we're talking about, let's say you have sons from two different wives, and the ksuba of each of their mothers was a different amount, right, for whatever reason, right, because of the ksuba, because of the tesefes, whatever it was, there's a different amount. So the Yerusha deraisa, right, that make getting to Bechor issues, right, let's say there's no Bechor, right, so the Yerusha deraisa would say that they yashin their father equally. And this halacha of ksubas bin dechen say that each one yashins the amount of the ksuba of their mother, that's what they get first, and then the remainder, right, is left for the Yerusha deraisa, which they split evenly. So that's why
the tape of a Borenstein said that it also is nagia the nedunya, that the nedunya that their mother brought into the marriage goes directly to them when their father dies before you divide everything up equally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. This will be relevant to that also. Okay, so that's what we mean to say, that the monies that really made the raisa, they belong to the father at this point, and really they should go to the sons, and they should split equally. And this Tnai Bezdin refers to certain monies that are related to their mother. They yashin from their father those money, each son yashins that money. Shaloy api, the regular seder of Yerusha deraisa. Each one gets that money, and then so that's not an equal split. That's whatever that was. And then after that is the Yerusha deraisa. Sakapanim said, I'm just giving you the idea. That's why it's takana. You wanted to know, like, you know, what Yerusha's deraisa. Why do I need a takana for that? That's the answer to that. Okay, we'll see the pratim later when we learn the sugya.
Rabbi, did you mean to say also that the children from each mother get the Yerusha from... they have to split it from the father, right? It's one father. So there's two mothers and four children, let's say. Two from... So would all those four children split it?
So what's the it?
In other words, there's two different... amount of ksubas from each wife.
So that means
so
right.
Would the children
so
from
let's
one
say,
wife?
Let's say the children from this wife whose ksuba was 100, they'll that 100 will go to them and they'll split it.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah, they'll split it. Right?
From that wife.
From that wife, and then the 200 ksuba will go to these other two sons and they'll split it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Right. But the point over here is that each one Yashin's the ksuba of their mother.
Hmm. So that could also include like Nichsei Malug and things like that if they're written in the ksuba, right?
Yes, that's what he mentioned.
That was
Nichsei Basel.
Nichsei Zambar, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, but not the Nichsei Malug, okay.
Right. So we'll see the problem of that, we'll see later. I just wanted to give the idea now, so it shouldn't bother us, this question of how could you have a takana concerning Yerusha. Okay. That's the halacha of Ahavonim Yerusha, which that definitely, it's the Yerusha, so that definitely is la'achar miso. V'habona yisezoinu, zokrashi brin nukfon, davin lechim minoi, that these are bonus nekevis, children nekevis, the havin lechim minoi, inon yihavin yasvin beveisi, this is this tonight, which is in question in the Mishnah, that when is this applicable? Even b'chayei ha'av or only la'achar mo'isai, it's a takana that the daughters will live in his house and be supported by him till they reach the age of bagrus or they get married. Is on that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is learning this medrash k'suba. He's comparing it. These two takanas are compared to each other, just like the din of benin dichron is lachar moisai, is hu hadin. The din of mizaynis habonis is only is lachar moisai. Ma bonim en yoshin zokrashi k'suba siman ella lachar misas avin dohain and yarsin tanan, because it's a yerusha. So therefore, that's poshut that's lachar misas avin. V'ochem fash beish noichlin dahai habonim yishu aksubas benin dichron.
The second takana, it seems like you have to say that this is talking about the second takana. The first takana, Rashi just knows because of the context of this.
What are the first two?
The second one that the daughters eat, that's for sure only Durabanan. Duraisa, the brothers get everything, and they don't have to give the daughters anything. So the whole Mishnah here has to be talking about that takana. But the first takana, that it's the Yerusha that each one gets from their mother, there's nothing dafka in this Mishnah that seems to be talking about that. You could have said that there was just one mother and the brothers get the whole Yerusha from the father. And then there's nothing to talk about different mothers because there's only one mother. And there's nothing in this Mishnah that seems to specify two mothers other than Rashi must know from somewhere else.
But the question was is that if this is the regular Yerusha, what's doing in the Ksuba? That's really where things started from. If this is Yerusha Deraisa, there's no reason for that to be included in Ksuba. So that's what got us thinking that we must be talking about something which is a takana and it's not within the guidelines of the Raisdiki Yerusha.
Where do you see Tanai Ksuba Bichlal in the Mishnah?
Well, what does it mean that he was Dorish, right? Oh. That he was, that he has some comparison. Where is he comparing? Rashi said, because both of these things are in the Ksuba.
Okay.
Right? So that's what brought us to that idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's see. Zokta Gemara as follows. The Gemara right now is going to be redaik from our Mishnah concerning two points about the dinner of Mezainis. Our Mishnah talks about mentions chiyuv. That's what the issue in the Mishnah is. As is there a chiyuv or not? The Mishnah says that a person is not mechuyv Mezainis. And for who are we talking about? Mishnah is talking about the mezainis of bita. So zot ma'agis. First of all, one may be medayik, maybe one should be medayik at this point in the Mishnah, that we're just discussing bita. So it seemed like it's saying that the mezainis of bita, a person is not mechuyev, b'chayev, but b'noi, he is mechuyev. That's one point which is meduyik in the Mishnah. Now, we'll see that the Gemara doesn't seem to have any intrinsic problem with this set of halachas that we're going to take out of the Mishnah. The question more just is that we have Tanoim who argue about these things, and no one's going to hold like the order of halachas that we're going to take out of the Mishnah. Right? Now, if that's so that means that the fact that a person could have a chiyuv mezainis for binoy and not for bitoy would seem to be explainable. Right? Well, the truth is that when we'll see the price that the Mora brings, there really is a machlokes about this, whether there's more of a reason to be mezain a ben or a bas. And the Gemara mentions a reason why there could be more of a reason to be raised in a ben. Right? The Gemara by us says because of Aski b'daraisa. right? Not to support a Torah learner, right? And we'll see exactly what that means. But Akoponim, so just that, I just wanted to point that, because like we've had in the past, we've come across really where the Sfora is lehepoch. That there's more of a reason to be zon abbas, and if it's a question of a ben or a bas, right? That halacha that the ben is hoylech al apsochim and the bas not because of zilusa. That's really totally in the upcoming machlokes. But there is such a Sfora like this, and therefore the more it is not. Not niskasha on that. Let's see. B'mizonis bita hu de'enei chayev. B'mizonis b'noi chayev. And bita nami chayev hu de'leko. Ha-mitzvah ego. A second dik, which one could be medayek from the Mishnah, is that the Mishnah says that he's not mechuyev, there's no chiv. But as far as a mitzvah, it would seem that mitzvah there is. Now, the Bais talks about such a thing of a mitzvah. The source of mitzvah, the Rishonim bring this idea of mitzvah. So, you know, we see that there seems to be two levels over here. There's chiv, right? A chiv, when a person has an obligation, then money could be extracted from him, and if he has his, if it's his obligation, if it's a mitzvah, in this context, so mitzvah would mean that this is up to him to do, but, you know, he can't be forced into doing that. The mitzvah, right, to bring from, Rashi, says, somewhere that it's that's from a pasuk in Tanakh and Besorcha Loisis Alum.
That's not one of the 613 mitzvahs.
Right. It seems to be more together a chesed. It's like a gemilas chasodim, which amongst bosar toward family, immediate family. That is, there's More of a reason for a person to do that, but it's begedim mitzvah and something that he can't be forced to do if he decides not to do it. And, you know, you can't.
If it's not public, so then would it also include other relatives, possibly a brother, a sister, a niece, a nephew, a place, I don't know.
Could be. We also were mistaken once you bring that up that. That is there an age limit, right?
The Rishonim say below the age of six, everyone agrees he's chayv to feed his sons and daughters. We're only discussing above six.
Yeah, right. What I meant to say was that it'll go beyond the 12 begeris, right? And as even la'achar misosai, right, which is with takanos hazal.
Stops at begeris.
Right, stops at begeris. So this dinner of psoch alta salom. Right. Is there any reason why that would end at that point? Right. That's another a component. You'll have the mitzvah. It'll still go mitzvah. Right. If the din of mitzvah applies, that's a good point to know what are the guidelines of mitzvah. Right. Who does it talk to? How close or how distant, you know, the relatives, the boss that we're talking about in the pasuk, and what are the limitations, the age bracket?
Is there ever a chova in the Torah? Do we see any chova in the Torah?
No.
Other than maybe them, we see maybe tzedakah that the
right. So this we discussed. I'll raise it again. I just want Rabbi Elio's input over here, right? I want you just to hear whether you saw anything about it. Michael's is raising the point over here. I mean, you see, the sugya over here is discussing and looking for a source that a person is not mechuyev mizaynis b'chayev bitoy akoponim in the Mishnah, right? And that's what Rav Lozman Azai is he's producing a source that a person is not mechuyev. Now, apparently, that there would have been a reason to believe that he was mechuyev. So, where would this chiyev come from? Are we dealing with a deraisa dika chiyev? Is that what's in question? Or in a chan, we're not dealing with deraisa because there is no source in the Torah to say such a thing. We're really all talking about the Tanai Ksuba itself. And this Tanai Ksuba, which talks about the chiyev to be mezin b'noiso, if you look at it as a standalone, as without the comparison to the din of bin dichrin, there are no guidelines. So that could have been a chiyev, which starts afilu b'chayev. And that's what he's learning up. He's saying, "Well, that's if you're mistook about what's the God?" Yeah, right, right.
There's a pasuk in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Did I give birth to this nation? That I have to be responsible for them?" It's clearly mashma that if you did give birth to them, then you are responsible for them. No, is that something?
Mm-hmm.
Then, do I have to be responsible? I think that might be something,
huh?
No? I don't know. That's all in my own thoughts.
That's the mother.
No, Moshe Ben Soma, him as
right,
the father.
But your dick is giving birth to him.
No, have I fathered this nation? And Moshe was not going to be the mother no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something or not?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good point. It's a good point. And what do you say about this question?
I think that it says you said from the ksuba, because the ksuba says that he has to support his daughters. So
But what if he has to support them
after he's dead, then he probably had to support them beforehand also.
Okay, I'm thinking about, I wonder about the pasuk. Do you have any insight about that pasuk or not yet? Not yet.
Well,
pasuk. What you raised?
I don't know.
Okay. I thought maybe you had some kind of information on that. Okay. No. Okay. It's a good question. Okay. We'll have to move my eye into the mafoshin over there. Okay. Rakopanim. So in essence, what you wanted to know that I think that this is really in a chenami. We're really questioning over here what this Tanai Ksuba is. That's really what it is. It doesn't come from a deraisa dika source, and we're learning up tackle what are the guardians of it from the Ksuba's benin dichin. Right. That's really in question. Right. What is this the chiv of Tanai Ksuba?
If we didn't have this Gemara, we would think Svaradik, that while he's alive, he has more of a chiyuv to support them than when he's dead. If one of them he has more of a chiyuv, will be while he's alive. That based on Svarad. So it's like almost like a chiddush. It's opposite of Svarad, that while he's alive, he doesn't have to support them, but when he's dead, now he has to start. Now the new chiyuv, he's no alive. His nechassim goes to his sons. He doesn't even really control his nechassim. And now a new chiyuv starts. At that point, it kicks in a new chiyuv. Now there's a chiyuv to support the daughters.
Well, right. I mean, you're going based on the fact that assumption is that it's based on a doraisa, because the Torah only makes chiyuvim on us or mitzvahs when we're alive. We don't have any mitzvahs when we're dead. So then, if it's at a doraisa level, then yeah, it makes more sense as far as that. You know, if you have it when you're dead, then you call the home when you're alive. But if it's only from a Tanai Ksuba, because there was never a chiyuv at all, and they made a Tanai on you when you're dead, but they didn't make a Tanai on you when you're alive, because they felt like, maybe they felt they didn't need it, people are going to support their kids, so that, you know, then there's no kal v'chomer. Because it's only based on a Tanai. You made an obligation when you're dead. You didn't make an obligation when you're alive.
That's
you don't have
true.
It.
That's true, but just putting aside the Tanai, putting aside everything, just Svaradik. At which point if we would just say based on Svar, it would make more sense that you'd be obligated. If you have obligated only one of the two times?
That question on Svar. What's the Svar based on?
Svar is based on while you're alive, you're here, and the Nechassim belong to you. Then there's more of a, and they're living in your house, then there's more of a chance that you have to give them food.
That assumes you have an obligation. That has to assume you have some obligation.
if one of the two, if you only had a chi of one of them, I would think it's more so while you're alive.
But I think that you touched on an explanation of that. And why taka is that? So let's ask Aliba the Emes. Why is it that Chazal will mechayev him only achar moisei nat and not bechayev?
I think it's like Michael said that most people support their kids while they're alive.
Okay,
so.
Right, very good. Right, that's probably the answer. So that means that you're still right in Svara, but the pshat is that it's not necessary
to make the takana for that.
But once he's dead,
his nechassim
don't make the takana,
if they don't make the takana, then who says they're going to Svara? And those sons might even be from another mother, the ones who inherit the ksuba, the nechassim, and we don't want to feed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We never liked her in the first place.
Right, very good, very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so the Gemara right now is medayik that the Tanna of our Mishnah holds the following, that when we're discussing the halacha of mezonis b'chayev, so it's medayik from the Mishnah that. Let's talk about bitay. Bitay, there's no chiv b'chayev, but there's a mitzvah. And binoy is a greater big dinner. There's even a chiv. Right? That would be the halachas which come out of our Mishnah. Zot the Gemara. Mani mastisim l'Rav Meir, b'Yehud l'Rav Yechon ben Breike. The Gemara's question is that the three Tanoim who discuss the din of the situation of Mezonis b'chayev, and no one holds like this, right? So if there was another shita, you know, we should find it there. If it's not there, then apparently there shouldn't be another shita. So that's the Gemara's question here. Zot the Gemara. Let's see the Brayis. The Brayis is as follows. Tisanya mitzvah lozen is habonois the kavuchemer lebonim the aski b'toyro. Divra meir. Meir shita is that b'chayev there's no chiyev to be made in anyone, not the bonim either. This would be not like our Mishnah. There's no chiyev to be made in bonim b'chayev. However, there's mitzvah for ben and bas. And he discusses over here as far as an adifus, which one of the two is more of a reason to be mazin. So the mayor says the bonim have a greater reason. The aski b'toyr. This seems to be assuming that they're asking b'toyr. But what about if they're not asking b'toyr? Right? One could wonder how this in the practicality works out. Is the pshat that the adifus, right? This adifus. Let's even talk about it. And are we just talking about just in Svara, just theoretically, right? Or there's a practicality to this that if there's limited funds, right? So granted, there's no chiyuv, but you know who should you funnel the funds to, right? So then bonim rabbanis. So that would be bonim because the ask be the raisa. Then we could further think over here that concerning, let's say, bonim, which are not asking b'deraisa, right? So is there some kind of takana over here? If there is a takana, then it could be that, you know, the takana was set on bonim, right? Bonim are other than bonus. Why? Because bonim, you know, we have that, we assume that bonim should be asking b'deraisa. If that's true, so then maybe it's not dependent so much on the practical aski b'deraisa, if it goes with a takana. That's one possibility. The other possibility would be that either there is a takana, but the takana is limited to Torah supporting, or maybe there is no takana at all, right? And it's just a svara.
He could have two sons and one learning and one not, and he might be chayef to support the one that's learning and not support the
that's
one.
That's what we're getting at. Yeah.
Mitzvah.
Right?
Keep the lashon clear. Mitzvah.
Right. So just the,
oh, here.
In the,
oh, mitzvah.
Right. Mitzvah. Right? Right?
Yes.
Akoponim. Right?
I mean, it seems like if you can't, it's hard to learn it as a real Kal Vachomer, because if he was learning as a real Kal Vachomer, then he's saying, we see a mitzvah by the banos, and from the mitzvah we see by the banos, we make a Kal Vachomer of the banos.
Yes, right,
you
right,
can't
right,
learn
right,
like
right,
that.
Right, he's not establishing the halacha like that. Right, right. I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. He's just speaking out where that difference is, and you know, possibly according to what you said, there could be an afgamina if they have limited funds, not where they should go. But the mitzvah doesn't start here more than there. It's not derived, right? Right. You know, it's possible. So how after Salem, you know that's where it comes from, right? It's just an additional point over here, right? Torah support, right? Which even that you know, one could take a think about. Does that have to do with the Besor Halta Salam at all? How does that even fit in with here? Right? The part Besor Halta Salam, that's the source for mitzvah, right? Right. So that has nothing to do really with, right? There's bonus amuchuyv, right? Not amuchuyv, but there's a mitzvah to bonus. Where does that come from? Right, because this pasuk, right? If that's so it's like where does the Torah learning come in? It's like a different idea. That's, you know, Havzokas Talmud Torah. That's another a different mitzvah, right? Yeah. Is that a kedim in this mitzvah of maybe so? Or that's like that two mitzvah. Two mitzvahs. So you know, so you do the one that has two mitzvahs. Right, you know, in this pasuk of Mibusor Cholisus Alam, is there an adifus by Bonim in that, or it's really, as far as that's concerned, everyone's the same, right? Then you know, there's another factor, right? Okay, Akoponim.
If it's another factor, then it can be a neighbor's kid who's learning Torah too for the same price.
But you don't have the Mibusor, right?
So you're combining both?
Yeah, that's going to be.
Well, I thought you were saying it's another factor by itself.
No, right. What gives it that difference is because it has two things, okay. Right, two things, right?
I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Akoponim, Sezotik Gemara like this, right? So the first sheet that we have over there is Shittas Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that Nochi, but also a Bechai for anyone, it's all mitzvah. And he holds that there's an adifus in Ben over Bas because of Aski Batoyru. Rabbi Huda Omer Mitzvah Lozen is Habonim Kavochem Labonis Mishum Zilusa. So the halacha itself, again, he's agreeing that no chiyuv, just mitzvah for Sai Ben and Sai Bas. However, in the Svoras Hadvorim, and he holds that there's an adifus from Bas because of Zilusa. Because of Zilusa. Now, there seems to be a machlekes over here, right? Which needs a little bit of explanation over here. That I mean, you have these two factors: you have Talmud Torah, Askim B'Daraisa, and you have Zilusa, right? Which are, you know, opposite sforas. One is a sfora for an adifus mitzad the ben. One's a sfora which is an adifus mitzad the bas. All right, so what is the issue over here?
It's bothering me. In the past, yeah, we saw Zilusa was a svara that he's not going to want his daughters or his wife. It's an embarrassment. It's a busha for him. But a person could make that decision if they're alive. When they're dead, we saw this question when they were dead. You know, when they're dead, when they're not around. Right, how do we decide? Oh, can we see that it would be a busha for him, so we're gonna do something so that it's not as elusive for him. But while he's around, he can, it's lechora, according to that story, he can make his own decision if he thinks it's as elusive or doesn't think it's as elusive. It sounds like here the zilusa is different. It seems like they're saying it's an inherent zilzul for girls not to be supported.
Very good, very good. or you know, to have to, right. you know, go around to raise their own funds, right? To the chesed amzochim, right? That kind of idea. Yeah, I agree with you. But over here, definitely sounds like mitzad the bonus themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't answer your original question, but it just seems to.
Mm-hmm. The Sefer says that our mayor of Yehuda, Halacha, agreed that, that both the sons and daughters have a mitzvah and neither of them have a chiyah, but the difference, which one's more adif, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, is the nachkamina, if there's not enough money, which one to give the money to. Based on the one that's adif, you only give it to the one that's adif.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. So now what we were just touching on a little bit is maybe just in these background svaris over here, right? That Reb Meir talks about that the bottom are other because of Aski Bidaraisa, and Reb Yehuda says the bonus are other because of Zerusa. So if we would try to explain what they're arguing about, you know, on both things seems to be true, right? You can't deny either of them. So Bameh Pligi, what's the issue over here? And how do you explain the Machlekes over here? So one idea, which was really touched on before, that it could be that even though Aski the Raisa is Taka a reason, but it's really an outside. It's an outside reason within the Iker Chiyuv or the Iker Mitzvah of maybe that's not something, since it doesn't go into the Mitzvah. So maybe that's why Reb Meir doesn't work with it. No, the hang like this. Let's say everyone were to agree that if you could work with Aski B'Deraisa, that would make it an Adifus. The issue with working with Aski B'Deraisa is the fact that that's not something maybe which is in the Iker Halacha, right? It's a side benefit. You're supporting Torah, but in the actual Chiv or the Mitzvah of Mezoinus, it's a side issue. So that's the question. Does that go into the Cheshbonah? If it does, then it'll give it Adifus. But maybe since it's a side issue, you can't reconcile with it at all. And therefore, Zilusa, therefore, will have that Adifus. Right? That's one way how you can make the Cheshbon.
You also mentioned before that not necessarily all the children are going to be asking the Torah.
So that will work
about that. Maybe takes that into the Cheshbon.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Okay, so that really will depend on what Reb Meir meant, right? If Reb Meir meant just to say that those who are Isaac and Torah and everyone else, right?
It doesn't sound like that from his lashon.
Burger, cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. You'll see. There's a thesis that's been signed in Gemara, which maybe is mashma that it'll be limited. Right? Yeah. Now, upon him. But you know what this is relevant. What's relevant now over here is, once we're making the cheshbon is like this, if it's true like we're saying that. According to Reb Meir, it's the adifus of Aski B'Deraisa. That's what it is. So now it should come out that what about the bonim that are not Aski B'Deraisa? Right. So now what we're saying is that the adifus of the bonim was, according to Reb Meir, is only because of Aski B'Deraisa. He's masking that if he couldn't reconcile with that, then Zivus is better. Right, so therefore, a ben which is not Isaac in Torah, right? Then if he's masking that a bas will be odif, right? Because of the zilusa, right?
That's how you understand Rameir. That's what you're coming. That's how you understand what Rameir is saying.
We have our two possibilities, and. See, being that it's a mitzvah, it's not against the takana that was set up to say that today applies to all bonim, right? So that's why I would be noted to say, you know, if it's mitzvah, that means you're just working with what exists. You know, there's maybe after sound, there's after kasatayr. Okay, fine. You know, so you know, whatever exists exists. So a ben that's not Isaac in Torah, how do you have mitzvah? Where does it come from? Right. So that's why it really would seem that if you're dealing with mitzvahs, it should really depend on, you know, do you have the factor of the mitzvah or not? You know, even though it's a ben.
Tosfos
brings a Gemara, right? Which the Gemara asks a question. Right, you have to see that too. You don't get involved, but
the Gemara. How of Tosfos that. Even according to our mayor, it's only the sons that are asked to be Torah. Is that what Tosfos?
That's what it would seem from the,
okay.
Yeah.
That's all I want to know.
So according to the other reading, let's say you said that it was all banim, even if they're not osuk b'Torah. So then, when Rabbi Yehuda argues, is he saying all banim, even if they're not osuk b'Torah? So you want to say he's arguing because he thinks they're not going to be osek in Torah, and therefore you should support the girls first.
One more time, what was that again?
So, if Rabbi Meir were saying it's all banim, even if they're not osek in Torah, because there's some kind of a takana.
Okay.
So then when Rabbi Yehuda argues on him, and he says the girls are adif, he means even if they're osek in Torah.
Even if the ban are osek in Torah.
Or is he only arguing if they're not osik b'Torah? Meaning, according to the first reading, let's go back to the first reading. If Rabbi Meir meant only when they're osik b'Torah, and if they weren't osik b'Torah, he's motivated to Rabbi Yehuda. So then Rabbi Yehuda is for sure arguing if they're osik b'Torah.
Right.
He's saying even if they're osik b'Torah, you give to the daughters first.
Right.
Fine. So if Rabbi Meir is holding that it's all banim, even if they're not osik b'Torah, so is Rabbi Yehuda arguing on him only on boys that aren't osik b'Torah, or is he arguing on them even if they're osik b'Torah?
Okay. I guess you could stop there. So now, Rabbi Yo was saying that he argues even if they're osik b'Torah because of the ones that are not osik b'Torah. I think that's the direction
he was taking. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that banos adifa b'kidei shelo yetzu l'tarvus ra. He's afraid that the girls are going to go to tarvus ra.
If they have to come raise their own funds, they might encounter things.
For some reason, it seems to be more of a problem with girls than boys for that far.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Another reason. Let's see. Okay. Okay. We just wanted to raise a little bit, the shaila over here. After the Eilun learns the Gemara and we have the Cheshbonis, and then we're ready to delve a little bit into the Soras Hadvarim, just make us more comfortable with the approach to the Soras Hadvarim. Okay, now let's see a little first. Okay, so far, we have the machlekes over here, the Meir and Rabbanon, which we were just told that even though it seems like in halacha sounds like it's the same, just a question in Sfora who's more odif, but we heard over B'shem Rebbe that it definitely does happen after halacha in a situation where there are not enough funds for both. So who will get? Who's the adifus? According to Rabbi, there's adifus in the bottom because I'll ask you the raisa, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the adifus is in the bonus because of zilusa. Now let's see the last shita. Zok the braisa. Rabbi Yechem Abreiko Emir Choyvo Lozon Es Habonos La'ach Amisa Savin Avo Bechavin El Ve'elu Einon Nizoinen. So Rabbi Yechem Rekha says as follows. He talks about choyva, which is la'ach ha'misa zavim, which everyone agrees, that's the tank suba. And he's stressing, avol b'chay avin el v'ele einon nizoinen. Now, if he's talking to them, to the previous tanoim, and it means he's referring to the level that they were talking about. They were all talking about mitzvah, right? So he would seem to be therefore saying that there's no mitzvah, right, for anyone, right? Right, the Besoch al Tesalom, right, like Tesalom, you know, apparently doesn't talk to this situation, right? What that issue is, maybe it's also something that we have to think about. Zakrashi. So Rashi, Choyva Lozen Habonis, Tanaik Subahu, that's Mitzadet. However, B'chayav Einan Ezein Afila Mitzvah Enkan, right? Now, what Rashi's comment to say is that the basis for mezoinis at all will only have to come from a takana, which will present itself as a chiv. So that's what he's saying that it is a chiv. So wherever the chiv is, that's what it is. If there is no chiv based on a takana, so then there's no inyan at all. Afilu mitzvah in kan. Afilu mitzvah in kan.
I feel like maybe in our heads, at least in my head, thinking the whole time where the guy for sure had enough money. He's just making a decision of whether he wants to support them or not, or be what they call a deadbeat. But maybe there's an issue here if he, you know, let's say he's usik in other mitzvahs. He's usik in other mitzvahs, and that's making it so that he can't earn so much money. So the question then becomes, should he get, you know, avoid those other mitzvahs in order to do this mitzvah? Asuk b'mitzvah pater from the other mitzvahs.
So I'm just trying to follow. So you're showing us a nafkamina of mitzvah?
Yeah,
I'm trying to say, I don't know what I'm trying to accomplish,
but that meaning, yeah, a nafkamina for if he has a mitzvah or he doesn't have a mitzvah. If, let's say, he's asik in whatever mitzvahs he might be asik in that make it that he can't earn so much of a parnasa. He makes a very minimal parnasa. Because he's usik in a bunch of mitzvahs. And he says, you know, if I don't have a mitzvah to support my kids, why should I abandon doing these mitzvahs in order to make money to support them? I'm doing a mitzvah. So if I don't have a mitzvah to support them, then why should I abandon a mitzvah to do something that's a rishus?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, now like this. Now, see, once you raise that, when we're saying that there's no mitzvah over here, really, and it has to do with the moral later on, right? And I mean, no mitzvah means that there's no specific mitzvah to him, right? As far as a father, right? Of omibisorcha, but to say that there's no mitzvah, right? As far as tzedakah is concerned, right? You see, more later on. I mean, that
even if you have number of brachot, would agree with the tzedakah aspect.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah,
that's not the discussion here.
Right.
So there would always be a mitzvah to abandon your other mitzvahs in order to make parnasa to give tzedakah.
So you know. So then you have to weigh the level of mitzvahs, right? Because I don't think you could call this like a non mitzvah, like a rishus, just like, you know, a business venture. Right? This is definitely, you know, a tzedakah over here, not worse his children than anyone else. Like Gemara says later on that there's a possibility that, you know, when we're talking about with this kaifen, you know, on such a thing.
That's for somebody who's very wealthy.
Okay, right. But akoponim, but there definitely is a mitzvah of stocky here, right? Whatever, right?
Is Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda talking both while he's alive and after he dies? Or?
No, they're all talking about when he's alive. Everyone's discussing while he's alive.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch discussed.
Yeah, he mentions that. It sounds like he's mentioned just to stress what he's saying, because he talks about both. He says that the only thing that we find is a chiv la'achar miso, but b'chayev, there's nothing doing. So what he means to say with that is that the only basis for some kind of din would only be based on a takana, which we only find la'achar misa. But b'chayiv, since there is no takana, there is nothing else. Because mitzvah, you know, he doesn't, he doesn't, he doesn't hold of that as a specific mitzvah to an av, to his children more than anyone else.
So, but until there, everything is talking about
b'chayiv.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Gemara's kasha over here is, let's see, the Gemara makes the cheshbonis. How the way we're being medayik from the Tana of our Mishnah, that's not going to stream with anyone. Because again, the Tana of our Mishnah, according to our Dik, our Tana says that no chiyah for bonus. Right? That's what our Tana says, b'chayiv. So that would be medayik 2 points. That for bonim, that yeh is a chiyav, right? And for bonus, akoponim, there's mitzvah. Zot Gemara. Irid Meir. Now the Gemara makes the cheshbon is how the Tana of our Mishnah doesn't work out with anyone. Irid Meir. Ha'omar Bonim Mitzvah. The Meir says Bonim is Mitzvah, and we're back from our Mishnah that Bonim is a Chiv. Only bonuses is no Mitzvah. Irid Yehuda. Ha'omar Bonin Nami Mitzvah, right? Others may switch it around a little bit. And he also says the same thing, right? That Bonim is only Mitzvah, right? Which is, it's really the same question, right? Ira B'yechanan Ben Broiko Afila Mitzvah Nami Leko. Contra B'yechanan Ben Broiko, there's no Mitzvah. Now, Afila Mitzvah Nami Leko would be really on two accounts, right? And there's Loimi Boy that there's no Chiv on Bonim, but even a mitzvah there isn't, right? And as far as Bitoy, we were that from a mission that there's a mitzvah for Bitoy, he holds that there's no mitzvah on Bitoy either. Afilo mitzvah nami leka. The afilo of the Mishnah means to say, the one means to say is gabi de Bonim, right? But we could cheshben ois also, right, that question will be Sai Ben and Sai Bas. Zokta Gemara, Iboy Seim Rabbein, Boy Seim Rabbi Huda, Boy Seim Rabbi Yechem Ben Breiko. Zokta Gemara, we could make arrangements that the Tana of our Mishnah could really agree with either one of these sheets in the following way. Iboy Seim Rabbi Meir, Vahochi Ka'omar. I said we're going to adjust right now the mashmois of our Mishnah differently than we originally said. Ibois emor Reb Meir, v'hochi ka'omar, ha'av enechai v'mzoynes bitoy, v'huadin livnoi. That when the Mishnah says bitoy, we don't. The kavon of the Tan is not to be medak that there is a chiv on bnoi. Right? We'll see in a minute why the Tan has said bitoy. But Avada, the Bitoy is Lavdavka as far as the Kfi is a halocha. Hu adin livnoi, that Benoi also does not have a chiv b'chayiv. Novos, ha mitzvah b'bitoi iko. What the Tana wants us to medayik is that there's a mitzvah b'bitoi, and kavachomer lebonim. That this shitz remeir, that the svara is that there's more of a reason for a ben, so kavuchemer lebonim. V'haydi ketoni bitoi. The reason why the Mishnah mentions bitoi, alkamash mlon da filu bitoi choyv hutuleka ha mitzvah ikel. The reason why the Tana mentions bitoi is really for the diuk of mitzvah. We're working with Sforas Reb Meir that ben is audit. If the Tana wouldn't have mentioned Bitoy, would have just said Bnoi, which is true also, that Av is not Mechayev and Mezayin is Bnoi, and the Dik would be that mitzvah there is, which is also true. But then, one might have thought, I'll be the Sforah of Reb Meir, that Ben is Odif, that the mitzvah Akoponim, which there is, only applies to Ben and doesn't apply to Bas at all. So that's why the Tana spoke out Bitoy. The Tana spoke out Bitoy as far as the lack of Chiyuv, but that wasn't why he spoke it out. He spoke it out really for the Diyuk of Mitzvah, to ensure that we understand that there's a Mitzvah for Bitoy, even though there's less of a sort of a Bitoy than Benoit.
He could have said both, though. He could have said, "Ah, ben ochayev from zanos pito b'no."
Okay. Okay.
If he said both, then nachayev for both, and it'll be a mitzvah for both.
Okay. He could have, but I don't know if that's a question, right? Right? He decided to do it in this way, and that's why he spoke about Bita, right? So,
I mean, is he trying to teach the Kal Vachomer also in the Mishnah?
It would sound like we're supposed to be coming in with that,
mm-hmm.
right? If we don't know the Kal Vachomer.
Because if you taught both, in the end of the day, we go, Rabbi Meir saying, we hold by the second diuk, but not the first diuk. We hold by the diuk, mitzvah v'lo chova, but we don't hold by the diuk of bas v'lo ben. But if he had taught us by bas and ben, then you wouldn't necessarily be able to make this, you wouldn't see the diuk in the, you wouldn't see the kal v'chomer in the thing, but you're saying you need the kal v'chomer in advance. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's the, so he needs to tell us Bitoi, because otherwise I would have thought, based on the Svora that there's an Adifus in Ben, that Bitoi not. So Krashi. Zokrash, let's see the Rashi over here. Zokrash, Ibois Emo, Ibois Emo, Reb Mei, Vachika Omer, Klemmer. Bitoi Dinokat Lav Lemedek Hobinoi Chayev. Okay, this is what Michael just mentioned. Right, and this is the Iker turnaround of the Gemara over here. That this that says Bitoi is not to be Medaik that Benoi, that there is a Chayev. El Meshum Dreb Meir Odifle Benoi. Since Reb Meir holds that there's an adifus in Benemis, there's more of a sforah to give mizaynus to a ben. Inokat enechayev b'mizaynus b'noi. If the Mishnah would not have said bitoi, it would have said b'noi, which is the truth is that's true. There's not mechayev mizaynus b'noi, but havamina b'noi hu dechayev leka mitzvah ika avol bitoi afilu mitzvah leka. Right. That's how the Gemara speaks out. L'hochi tana in a chayev b'bitoi. Remember the mitzvah mi'ayika. That's our way of ensuring to let us know that there's mitzvah by bitoi. That whatever there is that applies to bitoi also. What in the b'noi the chayev mi'ayika. But avada when the Mishnah says that there is no chayev on bitoi, we don't mean to imply that b'noi there is a chayev. Avada hu hadin. That Ben also there's no chayva, and we mentioned bitoi for the diuk of mitzvah.
Actually, you notice the original the Gemara start off by trying to make two diukim on one statement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and now Meir's, now the way we're reading Meir is it's true you can make a diuk, but we're only going to make one diuk. In general, can you make? Do we make double diukim on statements? Or is it more of a klal? Could we see a klal from here that when you make a diuk on something in a Mishnah, you can only make one diuk? It's this lafuke that, not lafuke two things.
Well, the diuk is from two parts of the statement, right? In other words, it could have said ha'av eno mitzave b'mizonos ben, ha'ben, right?
Right.
So you have a diuk that it says chayev, okay. And that it says bito. So...
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, we're here like that.
So if we didn't have this other brisa, we would have assumed that you can make both diukim,
and
we would have been, I guess, maybe wrong.
Yeah, I mean, the Gemara seems to the only problem that Gemara has with this is just the sources from the Braisa. But if we didn't have it, he didn't have that Braisa, then we would have walked away that that the Mishnah holds, and we would have been happy with that. Yeah, definitely has the Mishmoy Sagamora, right?
So then, when the Mishnah wrote this, and they knew if somebody's going to make both the Yukim when they read my Mishnah, they knew there was this other Braisa. And they're going to know not to make that double diuk because they have this other brisa.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. The Tana of our Mishnah, what was he counting on? What was he counting on?
The way I understand these things is that they understood that the Braisa was going to be taught with Hadracha, and something got lost in the cycle, and now each of these three opinions are pulling for it the written Mishnayos, right? The Masorah of the Mishnayos is clearly needs more than the words that are there, right? The Rav mentioned many times, like if there's a chisur and michsur, that's not because that didn't happen unintentionally. That's intentional. That Mishnayos were taught with.
Okay, interesting. So he understood. He knew there would be a Masorah. He wrote it the way he wrote it, but he knew there would be a Masorah with it. Okay,
I guess.
Okay. Right, that's definitely a way to understand it. Right, you see, because even aside from that original deed, but let's say at the end of the Gemara, that means the Gemara is saying that he could have meant one of three opinions. So what do you mean, right?
No.
There had to have been something that he was relying on that we would have gotten what he really meant. Let's see further. Let's talk about same Rabbi Yehuda. Right, we could also shtim that with Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is one who holds that the svara is fakert, that there's a nadifus in a bas. V'hochi kamar ha'av enechev b'mzenes bitoy v'kol shekain livnoy. We're working with the svara that is more of a reason for bas. So definitely, if you're working with that svara, then you couldn't make a diik that benoy is chayv because the svara is faked. So really, what the Mishnah is saying is, based on that svara, is adrabba. When we say that there's no chiyah for bitoy, then it's a koshkin. Then in that law is that there's no chiyah for benoy. Ha mitzvah bibnoy ika. That's the reading of the Mishnah. The reason why we discussed bitoy, working with this svara, is that bitoy, like Mar spoke at Metchila, that's really what it is. We come and say afilu bitoy, right? So the bitoy that we're mentioning over here is that afilu bitoy, which has that difus. Nevertheless, the achiv. There is none. Zot Marvati, by saying Abiyachem a breaker, Vahochi Kamar. Abiyachem a breaker, remember, he's one who holds that there's no mitzvah at all. He by saying Abiyachem a breaker, Vahochi Kamar. Ene chabim zen is bita, vuadin libnoi, vuadin afilo mitzvah nami leko. Vaidi, the bonus achamisos, mavihen, choivo, tonanami, ene chayev. This is answering up the diuk of mitzvah not mitzvah, right? Why he holds that mitzvah also not right? So he really could have said that mitzvah leka, right? The reason why Zoktimor, the reason why he said, and really the truth is that it really is explaining both. Bonus, and everything is all lavdavka, right? Bas is lavdavka, and chiv is lavdavka. So why did he use those terms? The answer is, yeah, he's really coming off from a place where there does exist such a halacha, which is lachar miso, which is a chiv for bonus, and that he's coming to say that chiv you don't have. This halacha that you have la'achar misa does not apply b'chayiv. That's what he's using that format. But in truth, it's really more than just that in itself. Right? This that there's no chiyuv is no chiyuv on ben either, and it's not only that there's not a chiyuv, but there's not a mitzvah either. So Rashi, I did the Tana, just see the Rashi over here. I did the Tana bonus. So the Rashi, okay, like loyga seen on the tana, the whole tana must be seen. Like you seen, but I did the bonus. Laach misa there is a chayva. Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm sorry. What?
Can I make a request that we skip that kosev kol nechasa lebano?
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's the part that needs.
Oh, skip to there.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you want to skip it.
Down to Harkusav Kol Nechasav Lebanov. The next part is.
Right. See, the truth of the matter is right now, since this man started today, so I don't really have so much more time right now, so I don't know if we'll really benefit so much from jumping there. I just have a couple more minutes, so if it's okay, I just be mashed and whatever over here.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Rucha Bichlal doesn't explain why it says but. Rabbi Yehuda has a svara for why it says but, because then you.
Oh, it does because so the bat is chayev l'achar misa. So we're focusing on the.
Oh. Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Right.
So he said, just like it says, it's tani chayev here, tani here, instead of chayev bas here or bas there.
Yeah, right. That's what he's saying.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Sagt mal, Amrab Illa, Amrab Ishlokish, Mishum Bibihuda, Bachina, Bushes Kinishi Odom Zon, as Bonov, as Benoisav, Kishahim Ktanim. Gemara says over of Atakonas Usha that a person, Shehei Odom Zon, as Bonov, as Benoisav, Kishahim Ktanim. Chiv, Lechor, that's what this would be. Now, Rabbi Illa said over that there was such a takana, the Sanhedrin, that when they were going to Usha, they made such a takana. Now, the Gemara declares the Shaila, "Boy, who hilchas kavose, ein hilchas kavose."
Until they have Shtei Cyrus, and the Medayik from the Rashi, because he says till Shtei Cyrus, that we're talking about above the age of six, that. Below the age of six, everyone agreed, no matter what, you have to feed the bottom of Brasuk Tanim. The whole sugya is only above the age of six till they become Gedolim.
Now, is that like the Tosfos? That
I
have
think Tosfos argues on this, but I never learned the Tosfos, so I don't want to open my mouth about Tosfos. Mm-hmm. I believe there's a Tosfos that argues on this.
What's the diuk in Rashi?
Rashi says Shtei Cyrus.
Right.
So they have Shtei Cyrus. But what? I mean, we know what the word Ketana means. Ketana means.
Right.
So Rashi's trying to say the Medayik that he's talking about the. And they add the word Shtei, by the way. Rashi says Cyrus, but they add the word Shtei.
Okay, right.
But, the
diuk
is that
rap.
Maybe
I'll go ahead
and say it
better. No, I don't know what the diuk is. I'm listening myself. Yeah.
I don't want to say it wrong.
Say it. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What do they say?
The Shita Mirtzis states that this implies that very young children under the age of six must be supported according to all opinions. And this is indeed based on the state of the Gemara below, Samach Hei Amid Beis. They understand it from the Rashi, as Rashi says, Shtei Cyrus. Moreover, this law applies even if they, very young children, inherited property from their mother's side of the family. He still has to give them parnasa and food until they turn six.
Okay, but he doesn't seem to elaborate what his diik is in Rashi. Yeah, really gets it from him. He sounds like he's alluding to the Gemara that Tosfos brings on Samach Hei Amid Beis, which the Gemara says, Tanik Tanim, Kuli Amachayev. Right? So maybe we have to make a little more verification over here, what this is.
From Rashi, that's a diuk from Rashi, what's a diuk, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Now, Now let's just try to hear what is in the context of the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar said over at Takanas Usha, right? So now the Gemara wants to know whether the Hilchasa is like that or not. So why not? I mean, you know, why should we be mistopic about? I mean, if the Hedger made such a takana, well, why should there was machlekes about this? What does the Gemara mean? So if you look in the Tosfos Rid, I noticed. Pirish klum yesh lismech al divrei Rabbi Ilo shekach eskinu. You see that the words are the print is a little small over here, so it's a little hard to see. But you see that there's a Tosfos Rid on the side of the Gemara, on the right side, printed under the Ein Mishpat, maybe the Pini Rashi. Right, there's a in my.
What's the first line in the first word in the line?
Yeah. Hey, Lamed, Pastor Pete, Chavase, Old Place, Chavase. About 10 lines down?
Yeah, I don't know if you have the same Tzura as you. So.
Yeah.
Oh, these are bigger letters. Oh, yeah. Bigger letters over here.
Yeah. Chavase?
Yeah.
Pirish, Klum, Yesh, Lismo?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah? Sure. So you see what he says over here? Yesh, Lismo. Al divrei Rabbi Ilo shekach iskinu. So what I hear over here is not a question whether the takana is lahalacha. The question sounds like that was the takana. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the Gemara's issue over here. Now,
the says the same thing.
Oh yeah, okay. Shkoich. Now, but I guess what maybe you could still ask that. Well, does that make it better, the Mokum Sofik? Like, why should we question what he's saying? If he said over, then you know he's not a Bar Samcha. What is the? So someone wanted to tell me that maybe that they weren't familiar with such a sakana. So that's why, you know, that was questionable. You know, if the taka was such a thing, right? It was so clear that there was such a thing. You know, obviously it wasn't something which was so clear. You know, there was, you know, it wasn't a clear mesira on such a thing. He was saying over that there was such a takana from way back. You know, that you know, the Sanhedrin, and sometime back then made such a takana, and you know, and he was trying to institute it based on that information, and from the fact that we didn't know about it. Right, so then that's the question over here, that we, you know, could we verify it or not? The Gemara got it comes out not like that, right? That apparently the Gemara says leshilchasa kavase, that we can't rely on that, right? And you know, however you want to explain, you know, where he was coming from, you know, whether it was, you know, just a mistake which was passed down through the three generations, or maybe that they, you know, there was some workings of creating such takana, but maybe never got off the ground. It wasn't established. Akoponim zoch the Gemara. Let's just see the Gemara. Zoch the Gemara. Okay, so nochmal. So what we're saying over here is that. In Tanai Ksuva, now let's speak this out, this point out, that I mean, Reb Lozman Azari's Medayik in the Lashon of the Ksuba, that there is no Chiv B'chayev, right? Now, so when was this Takanas Usha, if it was, right? Apparently, you know, if the Takanas Usha was before, then the Lashon of the Ksuba should have verified for us. Right, as we should, right, that would have told us. So apparently, this Takanas Usha was after the establishment of the Loshon of the Ksuba, and that's why, even though the Loshon of the Ksuba would imply that there is no Chiv at all B'chayev, but could have been that there was a subsequent Takanas Usha, and that's what the issue over here is. Right, that's the chur how we could Chesh Benois over here, right? So that's why this is, after the discussion of our Mishnah, which is based on the Ksuba, because Ksuba is something, Lashon was something established way back, right before the Takanas comes from Shemir. They're writing Ksubas, for many years, right before that, right. That L'chara, we could say.
Maybe just.
Yeah, how would you say?
No, I'm going to agree with you, and maybe because like we said before, that it was a bigger problem after he dies than when he's alive, because most people feed their children.
Okay.
So it makes sense that they made that takana first, and then maybe Usha came later, because I don't want to explain a different thing. Also, maybe this just didn't come up that often, that people wouldn't feed their children when they were alive.
Okay.
So that takana only came up later. So in Usha, maybe they taka made this takana, but it just didn't come up all that often. And then a couple generations later, it hadn't come up in all this time, and now it came up again. And then he said, I heard way back when that there was this takana.
Okay. Very good. Ki have also come to Yehuda Omar Lahu Yared Yalda Yolda Vabne Moso Shadye. Now it's Mivuya in Rashi that what this means is as follows. The Takana Susha was a Takana a chiv to and Bezdin therefore would be able to force him, extract money from him. The Toshmat the most bringing is that we see that the extent that they went in such a situation was is just to maybe refer to him, this person, in a way that he'll feel the pressure at of Busha that to do it, but we're not going to actually force him. Zak Rashi Toshma Deles Hilchas Kavosi Ela Meimar Aminan Le. Yared Yoldo, Vabnimoso Shadya, right? Rashi says that Yared is the Tanun, Right? Okay, you'll be ma'ayin into we showing him exactly the message over here, the translation, what this is. Ki have also l'kam dav chizda omalahu kofu le'asisa b'tzibura, turn over the machteshes in public. Lekam v'lema urva boy b'nei v'ukav le'boy b'nei. Another form of publicly announcing that what he's doing is improper.
I don't know if the first one was public. The second one is public.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. There's no mention of tzibura. True. Right. Akoponim.
So taking a bit further because it's a public embarrassment. The extra pressure. This is taking it to a further level.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The commentary says that he would stand in public and say it.
There's two. Rashi has two shots of either the guy himself has to stand on the thing and announce it, or some announcer does it for him. But shliach tzibur. But either way, it's to embarrass him publicly to afford that he'll cave in and start feeding his kids.
The Mesilas Shesharim says that even for tochacha, you're not allowed to be mevayish somebody. Even for the mitzvah, he learns it out from a pasuk. I can't remember the pasuk. Lo tisa avon.
Lo tisa lechet.
Right. Right. So did anybody mention why they're allowed to embarrass him in this situation? Is it obvious that I'm not seeing why it's obvious? maybe I see that it's obvious. I'm just not accepting it.
Maybe Bezdin is different. Maybe that's a private person can't do that.
Uh-huh.
Bezdin had more powers.
Okay.
I mean, when Bezdin gives somebody malchus, they're embarrassing him in public. I mean, when Bezdin forces somebody, they drag the guy down the street. Bezdin has different powers.
Okay, I
hear. Shayf to Mishaytrim, yeah.
Okay. The difference with Malkus, though, is that they're not specifically doing to embarrass him, even though he might become embarrassed. Here, there, you know,
the whole
process
is just that's all they have at their disposal.
Right. It would seem to be right that this is a tool that Bezdin could use. We can't force him. We can't extract the money. We don't have the power to monetarily to make him do it. But this is part of a lower form of force that Bezdin has, right? And so if that's true, you know, that's it's part of the job of Bezdin. Now let's see. Zok the Gemara. Let's just want to go quickly over here. So the Gemara says, "Urva boy bnei v'ahu gav leboy bnei v'urva boy bnei v'oksev bnei v'sheikro leukasha ha bechiyurei ha beuchmei." Rashi, Tosfos, you know, as far as the. What this means, white and black, orvim. Zot gemara, ki os tamid rava omale nichuloch de mitzni benoch mitztoko, which apparently seems like also a way of forcing him.
Doesn't sound so severe. As the previous method.
Right. Right, someone even asked me.
Yeah, Itaka wants them to be friends with him.
Yeah, that's
what he wants. That's what he's
right.
Doing.
Are you telling him anything new? Yeah. Right, exactly. I'm not so clear what this is over here. So, Vlamorn, here's what I want to get to. Vlamorn, El Deloy Omid. Avul Omid, Kafina Le Al Kochi, Kihod Rav, Zerovo, Kafna of Nosan, Barami, for Ofek Mene Dam, Mezuz, Litzdoko. Zok Pikimora.
It's a fortune.
This is. Zok to Gemara, the Gemara says this is the Afko as far as the Chiyuvim or the Mitzad Av Lebnoi, and that's what the Gemara is saying that the Maskon is that we were not Soymich on Reb Ila for the Takonas Usha, and therefore you can't be Koyfe to extract monetarily Momen from him. Nor only in these Afana, the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says, however, that if he's an Ish Omid, if he's a Osher Rashi says, then we could be Koyfe, Zok the Gemara, just like any time that if there's a need in a certain place, which a person is an Osher, and therefore he has his responsibilities because of his abilities to help a situation. He has funds. So this and that's the Maisa by Reb Nosson. Right? Nosson obviously wasn't talking about he wasn't being fan of his own children. Right? There was a different tzedakah need there, which he was forced. I don't know if it was Baal Korcha, but Akapon, whatever it was that Bezdin used their power to be mechayiv him to pay money because of a tzedakah issue. So Zok Rashi says that if he's an ish omid, so therefore his children are not worse than anyone else's children. Same that if there was another child on the street that needed to be supported, we would come to him if he's an ish omid. Right. So hu adin over here, that will be the responsibilities. Right. So we're talking ish omid. This is osher. Whatever that means, but it doesn't mean that it just that he has the ability, right? You know, he could and just doesn't want. And this is a bracket from an ish osher, and like Rashi tells us, this is whatever we be mechayev for someone else's child, we be mechayev for him. Right? That's what this halacha is. Okay, let's hold over here for now. Okay.
Moses asks that it's mitzvah tzedakah is matan schar v'tzida. And normally, when there's a mitzvah that says the reward right there, you don't force them.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that parrots about how the two lavim involved in this stuff, a lo samitz, and therefore it's a lav also. But the Minchas Chinuch says something very interesting, and he said on the tape.
Yeah,
he said that the matan schar betzida is only if you give tzedakah with a smile, with you want to give it. Below Yera Levancha, you didn't have. But this guy, he doesn't want to give this tzedaka, so he's not going to get the matan schar b'tzida, because he didn't give the tzedaka b'leiv shalom with the. So therefore, it's to him it doesn't apply matan schar b'tzida. Therefore, we can force him.
Really? Yeah. Well, okay.